Join the conversation
on the Cape Talk app, online and across the Cape on 567 AM.
You're with Cape Talk.
When I say umbiyozo, I wonder, or I know that you may be wondering, what do I mean by that? Well, it does mean celebration. And Jason Wolf is here in studio with you this morning to chat to you a little bit about his, is it your NGO or you guys' NGO or our NGO, my NGO, umbiyozo?
By definition, you know, it has to be our NPO.
Lovely.
Because you can't own an NPO legally. But I am the founder of umbiyozo Foundation. But I would say that it's ours in every sense of the word, because it's about our collective effort and a unity amongst a lot of various actors.
Lovely. And talking about umbiyozo, who is umbiyozo?
Well, umbiyozo has been different things at different stages in time, but right now umbiyozo Foundation is an umbrella for a lot of these community projects that involve kids in the black communities, in the black township communities, after school doing singing and dancing. So we call those dance troupes. So we're like one umbrella to unite all of them and then sort of serve as an intermediary for social service provisions, for opportunities that arise for the kids, for such as performing opportunities. And we ultimately are all about youth development. We are about moving the kids forward in their lives and ensuring they do not become neat youth, not in employment, education, or training.
Once again, you know, I'll say the passion sort of exudes, you know, when you talk about it, I can see how passionate you are about it. But tell us about Jason. Who is Jason? Where are you from? How did you get to dancing? And who is Jason?
Well, you can see Dingu Mlungu, so Ile Andi Kwazu Ayansao Danisa, you know,
I can't. The man can speak.
I'm a white man, so obviously I can't dance. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
But I'm a musician. Around age 14, my dad started to teach me to play guitar. Both of my parents are South Africans originally, and they moved to the States just before I was born. I was born in 93, which makes me 24, almost 25. Wow. And he taught me how to play guitar, and that led to me, you know, creating a band and winning a competition in high school, a battle of the bands. And that sort of led me to entrepreneurship and empowerment around music. And I came here to South Africa in 2011. To shoot a DVD, and the rest has been history, to film such other kids that are getting empowered through music and dance, in these communities.
Lovely. And that's, that is the voice of Jason Wolf, a 24 year old from, the States, who founded umbiyozo in 2011 and is here, in studio talking to you about the NPO umbiyozo. And so if you have just joined us in studio, we've got Jason Wolf, who is, the founder of umbiyozo, where he founded the NPO in 2011 as a high school student. This is after seeing how local shantytown youth would, form dance troupes and perform in public spaces across, the city for money. And so he joins us this morning to tell us a little bit more about umbiyozo and what it is that they do and what they are asking for from you as part of the community, because once again these bodies and these individuals can only survive with our support as the community. Jason, I mean, we bring it back to you. You've been doing this for what, 7 years now? You started from, you know, while you were still in high school. What made you start umbiyozo? What drove you?
Well, back in 2011, when the idea was this DVD that these groups could sell, that was actually my mom and her boyfriend's idea. We'd been quite inspired by a DVD called Playing for Change. You can Google it, and sort of wanted to make a local Cape Town version that could benefit the youth that you see on St. George's Mall, that you see at Green Market Square doing the busking. And then as I came to know these groups, I realized there's a whole broader range of motivations and needs around these dance troupes, and sort of the rest has been history, and the motivations have sort of shifted over time. But that's the origins.
And I mean, I would imagine you started, you know, with small numbers. Now, I mean, what have you guys sort of grown into? Give us from the start. Who did you start with, or how many groups did you start with, and how many are you sitting with now? And how have you grown?
So when we started that DVD, the idea was put out through a newsletter called PANZA, Performing Arts Network of South Africa. Pamela Mtati, who's currently our director today, who is the one who named Umbiozo in the first place. She took me around to see about four or five groups on day one. And we ended up with 14 groups that appeared on that DVD. Some of them since have dissolved. Some have changed names. But today we now have 29 groups that we confidently can say are allied under Umbiozo, but there are still at least a dozen, if not more, that are in our orbit and we are sort of in conversations with.
Oh, lovely. And so paint us a picture. So you've got the groups. What would happen with them is, do you just organize get-togethers and then they just dance? Or what would the process be? What happens?
Well, at different stages, it's been different things. So we've gone through processes with the leaders of these groups, trying to get them to troubleshoot how to sell these DVDs, where to sell them, what price, how to market themselves. Then we've done workshops with the youth around life skills and what their motivations are, and getting them to just open up. And then nowadays, we have two flagship events. The one is a competition called Dance Off, and we invite all of the groups across Cape Town to come compete. And there's no number one, number two, number three winner. We have cohorts. So we have our top three. We have our next three, so we have a top six. We end up highlighting the leaders' stories. So we have a Heroes Award. We're trying to highlight what these groups are doing exceptionally and get them to unite in different ways. And then we also have a Heritage Day concert. We've done that on the V&A Waterfront Amphitheater before. Last year we did it in the community in Langa, which is quite a central meeting point for all these groups because they span all of Cape Town. So nowadays it's really mostly about those two flagship projects, but we also, during that dance-off competition, ask the groups to nominate all-stars. So we're talking about the most exceptional youth within each of these dance troupes. We want to form the super group. We want to form the all-star team, the all-star squad, so that if ever they want to see the best of all of Cape Town's community projects, these dance troupes, you can see
these
it all in one
the
place.
Individuals that you're talking to. All right, and as the conversation continues, I do want to ask you, what is it that you would like from us as the community that you're talking to? But I would imagine, though, the community has received your initiative quite well.
The black community?
Yeah,
or
the black community. Cape Town community, the Khayelitsha community, whatever township community, it must have been received well.
It has been received well. I, you know, went to go live in Khayelitsha for a year to understand more thoroughly the lives of the people I'm working with. So, surprisingly, it wasn't met with hostility or too many sideward faces, you know. Most people are just people, you know, and yeah. I have been met, you know, especially if you're contributing something, if you come in with a lot of goodwill and good intention, you're met well, and broader Cape Town also respects it and they appreciate it.
All right. And to you listening at home, by the way, as you hearing, that's the voice of Jason Wolf. We continue chatting with him as the show continues. Mr. Jason Wolf in studio, talking to us about Umbiozo and most certainly telling us about the fact that he's venturing into something new. Jason, I mean, you're venturing into something new. Tell us more about Side by Side. What is that?
It is a township performing arts agency and experience broker, targeting tour operators, conference organizers, and the hospitality industry. Ultimately, there are very few people or organizations that are able to bridge the world of town and township. And over the past 7 years, I've built a lot of great rapport with the traditional song and dance community, and in general, the performing arts community. and I'm able to span the world. So I'm able to connect the dots and enable entertainment, enable amazing dialogues to understand our communities better. Multiple different platforms, dance lessons, music lessons. We can enable amazing transformative experiences across communities, hence to be side by side. And built into this is a significant community benefit mechanism into the ownership and profit sharing. And it's ultimately a means to fulfill the vision that we've had at Umbiozo Foundation of moving the youth into employment, education, and training by the time that they've graduated from school. So this is ultimately going to be the economic engine for that good work that we've been doing.
All right. And talking about, you know, we are on radio now. You've got the Cape Talk listeners listening to you. You have this wonderful initiative, which is Umbiozo. You are doing side by side and you are helping out within the community. We are listening. What would you like from the Cape Talk community? What is your ask?
We are asking for 100,000 rand in seed capital. We're looking for 3 to 4 impact investors. That means virtually a loan, maybe 1%, 1.5% interest on that loan, to basically give us a runway for the next year. We're talking about website and technology development. We need a bit of a cash reserve for those great contracts that sort of need a bit of investment on our side up front. Crucial insurance plans, train, you know, a strategic tourist guide, someone who really will be take us to the next level and connecting the dots and bringing people out to the townships, marketing, collateral, equipment. You can understand that there are upfront costs, that we need investment. And I'm hoping that a couple individuals that see this amazing promise that I'm already getting amazing traction with in these early days, that they will step up and give a call and connect with me. I'll be so happy if people can support what we're trying to do.
Good man, and we will have your details. And as we say goodbye to you, perhaps now your parting message then to the Cape Talk listeners.
Well, I just want to say thank you all for your time and your compassion as you imagine the realities of your counterparts here in Cape Town, because I think that we don't take enough time to consider our shared reality here in Cape Town, and how each of our own individual actions and decisions and way we conduct ourselves really has a ripple effect. And I think it's really important that we celebrate our communities, hence Umbiozos, to celebrate. There's amazing cultural assets. We have differences, but let's unite across those differences and respect those differences at the same time as differences, because we are different, but that's the beauty of, I guess, the Rainbow Nation. And I still see a pretty fragmented city. So let's come together. Let's support each other.
There you go. He mentioned that word, the Rainbow Nation. Jason Wolf, a 24-year-old. Yeah, I say that right. A founder of Umbiozo in 2011 as a high school student, after seeing how local kids, youth from our townships, form dance troupes and perform in public spaces across the country or across the city for money. And that's starting Umbiozo.